Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey all, welcome to a new year, a new season of the podcast, and episode 141, first podcast of the new year. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. So do you ever feel like you can't move on from your past mistakes? Oh, how many times have you just completely berated yourself for your mistakes? You're constantly haunted by what you did, and no matter how much time has passed, you can't forgive yourself. You know, making mistakes is a normal and inevitable part of life. But unfortunately, when we make mistakes, it's tough to forgive ourselves. It's easier to forgive others than it is to forgive ourselves. We may dwell on our errors, feel guilty or ashamed, and think that we are not worthy of forgiveness. But self-forgiveness is an essential step on the road to happiness and peace of mind.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
One of the most important things to remember is that everyone makes mistakes. It is a complete part of being human. And just because you made a mistake doesn't mean that you're a terrible person. Recognizing this can help you be more forgiving towards yourself. Forgiving yourself is the first step to moving on and learning from your past experiences. It also opens up the possibility of forgiveness from others. How can you expect others to do the same if you can't forgive yourself? When the following things start to pop up in your life, you know it's time to let go of the past and forgive yourself. When you are constantly blaming others for your problems. When you're constantly shifting the blame onto others, it most likely means that you are avoiding the real person who is to blame, which is you. Not all the time, but very often, this is because you're unable to look at your own faults. Because on some level, you perceive those faults as unforgivable. It's always easier to blame someone else than it is to forgive yourself. When you seem to always be angry at the world, you know, 9 times out of 10, when you spend most of your time being angry with the world, it's actually a result of being angry with yourself. When we cannot move on from a certain state of existence, we become very angry about everything else around us. Now, if this is you, it may be time for you to take a look at yourself and decide what it is you did to make yourself so angry with yourself. And when you hate the person you've become. This category might seem a little bit harsh. However, most people at some point in their life will come to the realization that they are not who they want or desire to be. When this happens, it's important to recognize that you may have made some poor decisions on the way to get where you are now. And when this happens, you know that it's time to forgive yourself and move on. At the same time, you have to learn self-acceptance. You have to realize that none of us are 100% the people that we seek to be, because there's a journey involved to get us where we want to go. So there are a few things you can do to make forgiving yourself easier. Allow yourself time to heal and don't rush the process. It takes time to recover from a physical wound, and it also takes time to heal from the emotional pain of making a mistake. It's essential to learn from your mistakes, but it's equally important to give yourself time to heal afterward. Rushing the healing process can lead to further anxiety and stress, preventing you from moving on healthily. Part of healing is accepting what happened and forgiving yourself. Trying to forget what happened or dwelling on what could have been will keep you stuck in the past. Instead, focus on the present and building a purposeful future. You're going to want to focus on the present. Living in the past won't change a damn thing. Instead of dwelling on your mistakes, focus on the present and what you can do to improve the situation. For example, if you make a mistake at work, focus on doing your best and learning from your mistake. You know, by focusing on the present, you'll be able to move on from your mistakes and become a stronger person from the experience. You're also going to want to seek support and help. It's helpful to talk to someone about what you're going through, such as a friend, coach, an online support group. Talking about your experiences can help you process them in a healthy way and see things from a different perspective. This is always key, right? We only have one perspective. It gets really hard unless you're super self-aware. Can you see many perspectives? So gain outside perspective. This can also reassure you to know that you're not alone in what you're feeling. And then be gentle with yourself. Be really gentle with yourself. Beating yourself up about your mistakes will only make things worse. Instead, it's important to be kind to yourself and give yourself credit for trying your best. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and that you can learn from them. Forgiving yourself is a sign of strength, not weakness. Deciding to forgive yourself is not always easy, but it is so worth it. By forgiving yourself, you're taking the first step towards moving on and learning from your experiences. Remember to be patient with yourself. Talk to someone about what you're going through. And again, be gentle. You deserve forgiveness, and you will get there in time. If you're struggling, speak to someone. Speak to someone. Speak to someone. Speaking with someone will provide you with practical steps to guide you through the healing process. Don't be ashamed of speaking to a therapist, coach, other professionals. They are trained to support people through challenging situations. Follow the steps that I've mentioned and reap the forgiveness and healing that you yearn for. You are worth your own forgiveness. If you find yourself struggling with forgiveness, it could also be a manifestation of low self-worth, low self-esteem, poor boundaries. I help people with this. Feel free to reach out, sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session. Sending you tons of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.